Good morning. Welcome to worship this morning. Be sure that you do look at your announcements at the back of the bulletin. There's a number of things that are happening this month, and there's lots of information in there. I do want to highlight a couple of things, though. Next Sunday, we're already starting to talk about VBS. So if you are going to be interested in being one of the helpers or part of the leadership of VBS, we will be having a meeting next Sunday, and that will be at 4 p.m. in the meeting room next Sunday. And then also a reminder that we do have our congregational meeting, and that will be in 2 weeks from today on January 25th, and that will be right after the worship service Sunday morning in 2 weeks. And then one more announcement. In 3 weeks, I will be having a class for First Communion students, and that is for all students who are in second grade or older who have not had First Communion instructions. It will be on Saturday, January 31st, and that will be at, I don't have the time. It's in your bulletin. I think it's 9:30 to 11:30, and that will be in the meeting room in the fellowship, in the educational building. And then the actual First Communion then will be that next Sunday, the next day. All right. And I think we got a couple other announcements. Bill, you want to go?
Good morning. As Pastor mentioned, our annual congregational meeting is just in 2 weeks. And I know Boyd has made announcements in the previous weeks that we're needing someone to step up to take the chairmanship of the president of the congregation. We've had no responses. Numerous calls have been made. And I know by looking across the audience or the congregation this morning, there is someone out there that can take this position. We need it. We need lay leadership. I've been in this congregation 50-plus years, and have I never had a situation like this to where someone will not step up to take that position. So please, someone, before our annual meeting in 2 weeks, let me know, let the office know, or let Pastor know. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Bill. And Aiden, I think you had an announcement.
Good morning. I would just like to remind everyone that we have Bunko today from 2 to 4 p.m. If you would like to come, we have some super cool prizes and snacks, of course, because you can't have Bunko without snacks. Anyways, so if you'd like to come, please join us. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Aiden. Any other announcements? Okay. Then I invite you to rise as we begin with the brief order for confession and forgiveness. We begin this service in the remembrance of our baptism. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Most merciful God, we confess that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may abide in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare unto you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our opening hymn, God is Here. Congregation may be seated. And I also ask that the congregation follow along with the affirmation of baptism. It is at the front of the green hymnal, front of the LBW, on page 198. Page 198, affirmation of baptism.
These persons have been instructed in the Christian faith and desire to make public affirmation of their baptism. Easton Lemke. Laney Lemke. Austin Schuckenbrock.
Y'all can turn around this way. Okay. Dear friends, We rejoice that you now desire to make public profession of your faith and assume greater responsibility in the life and in our Christian community and its mission in the world. Brothers and sisters in Christ, in holy baptism, our Lord Jesus Christ received you and made you members of his church. In the community of God's people, you have learned from his word God's loving purpose for you and all creation. You have been nourished at his holy table and called to be witnesses to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, therefore, I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church, the faith in which we baptize. Do you renounce all the forces of evil, the devil, and all his empty promises?
I do.
Okay. I ask the congregation to join in with the confession of faith. Do you believe in God the Father? I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Let us pray for those affirming their baptism and for all the baptized everywhere, that they may be redeemed from all evil and rescued from the way of sin and death. Lord, in your mercy. That the Holy Spirit may open their hearts to your grace and truth. Lord, in your mercy. That they may be kept in the faith and communion of your holy church. Lord, in your mercy. That they may be sent into the world in witness to your love. Lord, in your mercy. That they may be brought to the fullness of your peace and glory. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. You have made public profession of your faith. Do you intend to continue in the covenant God made with you in holy baptism, to live among God's faithful people, to hear his word and share in his supper, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed, to serve all people following the example of our Lord Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth?
I do, and I ask God to help and guide me.
Okay, y'all may kneel. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, through water and the Spirit, you have made these men and women your own. You forgave them all their sins and brought them to newness of life. Continue to strengthen them with the Holy Spirit and daily increase in them your gifts of grace, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Easton's confirmation verse is Psalm 37:5. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will act. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up an Easton Alexander Lemke. The gift of your Holy Spirit, confirm his faith, guide his life, empower him in his serving, give him patience in suffering, and bring him to everlasting life. Amen. Lainey's confirmation verse is Jeremiah 29:11. For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up in Lainey Alexis Lemke the gift of your Holy Spirit. Confirm her faith, guide her life,
Empower her in her serving, give her patience in suffering, and bring her to everlasting life. Amen. Austin's confirmation verse is Psalm 25, verse 2. O my God, in you I trust. Do not let me be put to shame. Do not let my enemies exalt over me. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up in Austin Barrett Schuckenbrock the gift of your Holy Spirit. Confirm his faith, guide his life, empower him in his serving, give him patience in suffering, and bring him to everlasting life. Amen. And y'all may rise up. The peace of the Lord be with you. Okay, and Jill has your certificates. Okay, now we can go sit down then. We continue with the prayer of the day. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' baptism, you declared him to your beloved Son and set him apart as your agent of grace for your creation. May we who are baptized into his life also be sent as agents of grace in your world through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Our first reading this morning is from Isaiah chapter 42. I begin reading at verse 1. Behold my servant whom I uphold, my chosen in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry aloud or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a faint burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be discouraged till he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his law. Thus says the God, thus says God, the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people on it and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I will take you by the hand and keep you. I will give you as a covenant for the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord. That is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to carved idols. Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. The word of the Lord. Our psalm this morning is Psalm 29. We will read it responsively. Ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly things. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord over many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon to skip like a calf and surround the bronze rocks. The voice of the Lord flashes forth flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the deer give birth and strips the forest bare, and in his temple all cry, glory. The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord sits enthroned as king forever. May the Lord give strength to his people. May the Lord bless his people with peace. The second reading is from Romans chapter 6, and I begin reading with verse 1. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who die to sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. So you must also consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the third chapter. Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now. For thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. A pastor had been making hospital visits in a large city hospital, and he was just about finished. And so he was up on the one of the tallest floors, and so he got in on the elevator and started to go down to the basement where his car was parked in the parking garage. And so he pushed the button for the B, went down, and went to the next floor. It stopped and opened up, and in walked a stylishly business-dressed woman who came in on the elevator, and she also pushed the basement button. And they went on down. Well, a couple of floors later, more people started coming in. And about halfway through then, the doors opened up once again. And in rushed, or looked like they were going to rush in, two young men. And just as the one man was coming into the elevator, the other one grabbed him and pulled him back and said, "This elevator's going down. We want to go up." And so when the doors closed again then, the stylishly dressed woman said, "Idiots." It took the pastor by shock that she had such quick judgment,
against these two young men. And nobody else spoke either. They weren't about to speak up. And so the elevator went down. Other people came in and off. And when it came down to the first floor, most of the people started to step off to go into the lobby area. And the stylishly dressed woman also stepped off the elevator. But as soon as she got out of the elevator, she looked around and realized this isn't where she was supposed to be. So she turned around and rushed back into the elevator right before the doors closed. And once the doors closed, she kind of sheepishly said, "I guess we're all idiots." It's somewhat a sad comment on life of how we see ourselves and how we see others in this world, how quick we are to judgment. But as Christians, we know that we are actually not idiots. We may do idiotic things from time to time. We may do hurtful things, harmful things, self-centered things. We may even do evil things from time to time. But we know that God has called us to be His own. In those waters of baptism, God calls us to be His very own children. We are not idiots. We are children of God. Sometimes we are rebellious children of God, but yet we are still children of God. Which brings us then to our gospel lesson this morning. In the gospel lesson, it's a short reading of Jesus being baptized by John in the River Jordan. One of the puzzling things about this story, and it puzzles me, is why did Jesus need to be baptized? As I mentioned, we do rebellious things, we do sinful things, we do hurtful things, we do harmful things. We need forgiveness. John was out in the wilderness preaching a sermon of repentance. Repent, turn around, turn away from your sins, reform your life, change your ways. And get ready, because Christ is coming. And that was his message. Change your ways, repent, be sorry for your sins. And then he was baptizing them for the forgiveness of their sins. A rite or symbolism of washing the sins away so that people knew that they would be forgiven by God. So why did Jesus need to be baptized? We as Christians believe that Jesus was without sin. He did not commit any sins. He had nothing to repent about. He had nothing to ask for forgiveness about. So why was Jesus baptized? John, it even puzzled John the Baptist. Because John the Baptist says, "I should be the one being baptized by you. Why do you need to be baptized?" And Jesus' answer is, "For thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." I'm not sure that I have the complete and correct answer of why Jesus was baptized, but I think it has a clue right there of Jesus' explanation. We just came through the whole Christmas celebration. We read the Bible stories of Jesus' birth. We heard the message that came from the angels that Christ was coming to earth. The Son of God was coming to earth. The Messiah was here. And in this story then too, after Jesus is baptized, we hear those words of God that says, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." So here we see that Jesus, this one who is being baptized, is the Son of God. He truly is God. He is made of the same substance as the Father. This is God. But at the same time, we just came through all those Christmas stories, and we heard that Jesus was born as a human. Jesus is fully God, and he is fully human. And he then is the one who knows both. He knows what it is to be God. He knows the Father. He is of the same substance with the Father. It is one God. And at the same time, he knows what it is to be human. And so here this baptism is in the fullness of that righteousness. He connects God to us, or he connects us to God, because Jesus is both God and human. And so that's why he's here in the baptism. Some people say that since this is the beginning of Jesus' ministry, that Jesus didn't really become God, or was not God until his baptism. And it's true, this is the beginning of Jesus' ministry. We have heard the stories around Jesus' birth of the angel coming to Mary and telling her what's going to happen, that she will be pregnant by the Holy Spirit. We heard the story of the angel coming to Joseph in a dream, that not to divorce Mary. We heard the story of the angels and the shepherds and the wise men who came to visit Jesus. We heard the story of Herod, who slaughtered all the innocents, and how Mary and Joseph escaped and went to Egypt, and how they came back. And then there's one more story, and that's Jesus when he was about 12 years old, is the story of Jesus going to Jerusalem. And that's it. That's all we know of Jesus' childhood. That's all we know for the first 30 years of his life. It's assumed that Jesus, well, it does say that Mary and Joseph went back to Nazareth, so that's where Jesus grew up. We know that much as well then, too. We also know that Jesus was a carpenter, so he did, Joseph trained him to be a carpenter as well then, too. But other than that, we don't know anything about Jesus for those first 30 years, other than those few stories. All the rest of everything else that follows in the Gospels are about Jesus and his ministry. 3 short years. But we have heard that Jesus is, or was, born as a human. He experienced everything that we experience. He got hungry, he got sleepy, he got tired. He had fun, he had laughter, he had joy, he had sadness, he had hurt, he had pain. He had rejection, he had love. He goes through all the things that we go through. He knows us. He knows what this life is about. He knows the hardships. He knows the good times. He knows it all. He knows who we are. And at the same time, he also knows God in a way that we will not know until we are risen from the dead as well. And so now he is our go-between. He's our Savior, but he's also the one who makes the connection between us and God. In January 27th, 1930, was going to be the first worldwide broadcast on the radio. It was King George in his opening address to the London Arms Conference. So 95 years ago, the whole world was going to be connected through the radio. And America almost missed it. In the studios of CBS, one of the technicians tripped over a power wire. And when he tripped over the power wire, it broke the cable. And it was only a few minutes before the king was supposed to make his speech. And there was no way to find new cable. There was no way to patch it up right quick. And so the head technician grabbed one end of the cable, and then he grabbed the other end of the cable, and he put them together. 240 volts of electricity went through that wire. But not only through the wire, it went through this hand, it went through this hand, it went through his whole body. But he held on. He held on to that connection all the way through that speech so that everybody in America could listen as well as the rest of the world. Christ makes the connection for us. He makes that connection. It was not easy, and it was painful, because he did go to the cross and he died for us. But then he also rose from the dead, giving us new life, giving us that promise of new life. And in baptism, we experience that. We experience that promise that we will be raised again. As Martin Luther says, out of the waters of baptism, a new life shall arise. This morning we had three young people who made affirmation of baptism. They were confirmed. They're taking it on as their responsibility now that this is their life. This is their life as children of God, that that they will continue to remain faithful throughout their life in their beliefs of Jesus Christ. We continue to pray for them as we pray for one another, as we pray for all those who are gathered here this morning and for those who were not able to make it into worship this morning as well, too. We continue to pray for all people as they continue to live their life in the commitment of following Christ, of knowing that Jesus Christ was the Son of God, the one who is beloved, and the one whom God sent to us. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. We sing the hymn for the day, Baptized in Water. Rise for the prayers. Let us pray that the light of Christ may shine upon the church, the world, and all people according to their need. Lord God, you call us by name and make us your own in the waters of baptism. Strengthen all those who are newly baptized, those who have affirmed their baptism, and those whose baptismal anniversary is this week. Give them and to all the baptized the grace to trust in the resurrection of Christ and through believing to have life in his name. Lord, in your mercy. Do not quench the spirit or break the hearts of your persecuted servants, O Lord, nor let them be discouraged when they suffer on account of Christ. For them, for missionaries throughout the world, for all who are discerning a call to ministry, for seminarians, professors, pastors, bishops, and other ministers, we ask for guidance. Lord, in your mercy. Put your spirit upon the leaders of this and every nation. Establish your justice through them. Give them the wisdom and the will to protect and provide for their people. Make them prefer mercy over might, righteousness over popularity, and integrity over influence. Lord, in your mercy. Keep in your care all who take up arms in defense of liberty and justice for all. Give them a spirit of wisdom and understanding, counsel and might, so their deeds conform to your will. Bring them safely home and speed the day when the deeds of war need not be done anymore. Lord, in your mercy.
Almighty merciful God, heal our infirmities and those of loved ones. We lift up in prayer Lynn Magura, Elaine Molina, Rosa Harton, Joe Barnes, Janet Lemke, Marge Wilhelmson, Alex Campbell, Gardner, Erlene Jalufka, Thomas Innocenti, Walker Innocenti, and Amber Glore. Lord, in your mercy. O God, in whom we live and move and have our being, grant us sufficient rain and protect us from floods, so that being supplied with what sustains us in this present life, we may seek more confidently what sustains us for eternity. Lord, in your mercy. Holy God, we praise and adore you for the mercy you have shown to all who have died to us but are alive eternally to you. Grant that we walk the broken pathways of this mortal life, refreshed by your Spirit and conformed to your Son. Bring us through the flood waters of death into your presence, where with all the redeemed we worship and adore you forever. Lord, in your mercy. All these things and whatever else you see that we need, grant to us, dear Father, for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We continue with the offering. You may be seated. Let us pray. Merciful God, in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you embrace our lives with your great love for humanity. With joy and gladness, we ask that these gifts may be for many a sign of that love, and that we may continue to share in your divine life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
To the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places Give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ. By the leading of a star, he was shown forth to all nations. In the waters of the Jordan, you proclaimed him your beloved Son. And in the miracle of water turned to wine, he revealed your glory. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the host of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave for all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, come, for all is ready. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us pray. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O God, and unite the wills of those whom you have fed with one heavenly food. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. Our closing hymn, "I Was There to Hear Your Morning Cry." Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
As we go in peace, we share the peace with each other. The peace of the Lord be with you.
Yeah.